from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let me ask you a question. So, you know, walking around the newsroom, just checking things out. We got
newsroom.
We got a Pac-Man machine out there. I hear there's a Papa Shot that Jerry's all excited about somewhere. And then somebody decided to hang some magnet standings for all the professional sports boards out here on this hallway.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it.
I saw it this morning. I do think that those walls, something needs to happen on. I've actually had a conversation with the architect about that. I'm like, there's something missing here. However, those things that are on there now are bizarre and out of place.
All right. So I think those things look good. I don't want to kill whatever they are or wherever they came from.
Okay.
I gotta be very careful here.
Why?
It looks like somebody just decided to hang something on a wall, and they hung them up like with a little nail, and they move. They're not really affixed to the wall, and they're too small for a wall that size.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it looks chintzy. It looks cheap, and it looks dopey.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
who did this?
I don't know. Everybody seems to think Sal did it because he's got lots of child things, like child sports things in his home.
And he brought in those video games.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't have anything against the, maybe you can take a picture of these and we can send them to CBS.
Why do you keep saying I have nothing against them? You have to be careful. I mean, I don't understand. What are we being careful about?
I don't know if
somebody
sent them to that show, to the midday show or something. If I could give one of those to like Casper when he's 5 years old,
yeah,
it would be unbelievable. And he would have it in his room and he'd be all about it. I get that. That would be great. This is a professional radio station.
Yeah, whoever
decided to do that,
mm-hmm,
was not paying attention or just thinks that looks good.
Yeah, I'm not big on the whole I'm an adult and I'm attached to the child things like vibe that's around here. You know what I'm saying? And listen, I like Sal a lot. He's one of my best friends in this business. He was a former roommate. But when it comes to that stuff, I could not disagree more. Like his office and stuff like that is like such a turnoff thing for me. Like when I see like here's a little game in the office to play or like something like you're.
Well, Jerry's all excited about it, but that's fine.
But come on.
Office is one thing. That's his office. That's his domain. He should be able to do whatever he wants within reason. But hanging this stuff on this wall looks like nobody had any thought at all.
Yeah. Like I've got in my office now that Martin Travers hooked it up for me. Like I've got pictures of the show from moments that were important to me. I've got Jerry's calendar in there hanging up. I've got my Italian American Man of the Year plaque in there, like things like that. And I also have a pair of Vajankles that are in there. And I think that to me is more of like a representation of like an adult.
Right, a Vajankle, absolutely. That classes up any,
right,
any place.
So like that's why I think you go walk into my office, you're like, man, an adult works in this office, but you see some of these other offices, like with the Papa Shot, like the pictures of baseball cards and stuff. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just a little bit of a turnoff. That's all.
Yeah, like you see the wall next to Al, to the right of Al. We have the Hall of Fame jacket there, signed by all the Hall of Famers that are in the photos.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it fits the wall, and it gives Al some structure around him.
It's a beautiful frame.
And it's a gorgeous frame. I mean, that's the kind of thing that you would, like, hang up out there, maybe if you wanted to do something. But that wall is too enormous. It needs, like, wallpaper or a different color.
Yeah, something has to go up
multiple
there.
Colors.
You got to take it in your own hands.
Do we have a design person around here?
Martin Travers should do it. But we don't have a design person.
I wonder if we have a design person at the radio station?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we did, but they got fired in 1997.
Now, wait a minute. Time out. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of different colors painted around here. There's a lot of different. I know our studio is done by CBS Sports Network.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of our studio, in the hallways, on the doors.
Olive was very involved with that whole thing.
Yeah. See, look on CBS Sports Network. Look how good that looks next to Al.
Yeah.
Very professional, right, Al?
Yeah, very nice.
Now, did you send the picture of this hallway to Steven so he could put it up?
I put it up on Twitter.
Oh, you did? So they have to take it from Twitter as opposed to you sending it directly.
I could send it as well. We can do either. They're very quick either way.
Because I think this looks very unprofessional and it looks very chintzy.
Oh, it certainly is.
That's a word that I haven't used in a while. Chintzy.
There you go.
Chintzy. And it's going to bother you every time you walk by it until something is done about it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but this is what... There's a lot of guys in sports talk that just don't want to grow up.
I felt like I had... I think I had something like this from SNH Green Stamps that I got it, like maybe Esso or Mobile or something.
Was that, wasn't that English? SNH, what?
We had SNH Green Stamps.
Esso was Exxon before.
Or Exxon, Esso, whatever.
Right. Well, that was an older name.
Yes.
From the early
70s. But you remember the SNH Green Stamps. And you'd get a lot of those green stamps. You'd take them, and then you could get actual, like, a whole set of glasses that had the Mets logo on it.
Okay. Is this when polio was a thing, too? Or?
Yeah, probably.
What are we doing?
What do you mean, what are we doing now?
What are you talking about?
Part of my life and memory. That's what I feel like these things are.
Okay.
I feel like if I'm a 10, 12-year-old kid, I want these
I know. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. There are people in sports talk. We've got two of them here, specifically, and Evan and Sal, who are two very different people. But they are clenched on to their childhoods with a grip that they just refuse to let it go. And they have these memories of these things around, and it's... For people like me and you, it's like, I don't understand it. It's like enough.
But that
already.
Is part of the charm of a sports radio station where you don't have to grow up. It's Peter Pan, the whole thing.
Yeah, I disagree.
I understand where you're coming from, but that is also, for a lot of the employees in the programming department, that is a big deal.
Yeah.
I think it just looks like crap. That's all. It just looks like crap. It's totally unprofessional.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.